My name is Megan Shaw, and today on November 6, 2015, I'm going to be interviewing Kelsey Lepore, an avid reader, English major, and bookstore lover, on her opinions about bookstores and their values to present-day society. I'm interviewing Kelsey today on this subject because there is a constant debate on if bookstores are going to go extinct and technology is going to take over the reading of present-day and future societies. Will the idea of opening a bookstore become taboo, or will they remain prevalent now and in days to come? So, hi Kelsey, thank you so much for meeting with me today to talk about your thoughts on bookstores. So what are your top two favorite bookstores of all time and why?
I would have to say that my top two favorite bookstores of all time are Borders and Jabberwocky. Borders is more of your corporate big bookstore, and Jabberwocky is a smaller antique store in downtown Fredericksburg where I grew up. I have really strong ties to both stores for different reasons. Borders is the one I grew up going to the most frequently. There was such a large selection of books, and I absolutely loved looking through the endless shelves and reading the backs of books whose titles interested me, and it was just a really happy series of memories for me. Jabberwocky was more of the specialty store I went to. Whenever my grandma and I went downtown, we made sure to make a stop at this store, and it was such a novelty to me. It was more of a kids' bookstore, and there were sometimes toys that went along with the books, but really what interested me was that you could find really cool books that looked unique and had content that you wouldn't be able to find at any chain bookstore, and I loved that. So they're really, like, contrasting experiences, kind of, but they're both beloved to me for different reasons.
All right, and do you prefer smaller antique bookstores or larger corporate bookstores, and why?
I think there are definitely pros and cons to both. For example, in a larger bookstore, you definitely have a wider selection, especially if you're looking for a specific title. So if you definitely set out looking for something specific, whether it's that title or just a particular subject, you would definitely find what you need in a Borders or like a Barnes & Noble. The negative to chain bookstores, I would say, is that you have the same selection as most of the population in America or even the world. So the most popular titles of the time are the ones that are going to be out in those displays and what you're going to be introduced to. And while this is often a good thing, sometimes it's more interesting to read something that not everyone else is also reading. So in an antique bookstore, you have to go with that open mind, and you'll actually find a hidden treasure more often than not. In smaller antique bookstores, there's also a more unique atmosphere and almost a personality that comes with each store, rather than that generic atmosphere that sometimes comes with a larger corporate, like, chain bookstore.
All right, and do you have any particular memories with one certain bookstore?
Yeah, I actually have two distinct memories with the two different bookstores I previously mentioned. So my memory for Borders is of my mom and I going to these read-alouds that they had for kids every Tuesday when I was little. So we would go every week and sit on this little carpet in the kids section, and someone from Borders would read the books out loud, and there would be skits and everything, and it was something that was really cool for my mom and I to be able to share every week. It increased my love for reading that my mom had already started by reading to me every night since I was able to understand what she was saying, and even before that, and then having me read to myself as I got older. For Jabberwocky, the smaller bookstore, the distinct memory that I have in mind was going with my grandma to meet one of my favorite authors. It was Tommy DePaola, and he's the author of a children's book that I really, really enjoyed called Strega Nona. It was really, really cool going up the stairs and into this room in this old bookstore and seeing this man who had created something that had inspired and entertained so many children, including myself. He signed my copy of the book, and incidentally, a couple years ago when I was reading to my little cousins, I opened this book and saw his signature, and it just gave me a really good feeling to know that this person who I met is just bringing joy to the next generation of children and generations to come, like, indefinitely, so.
All right, so how do you think bookstores benefit society, and do you think they're a good thing to keep around?
I think that bookstores are definitely really good to keep around and really, really important. They're beneficial to society because if parents continue to bring kids to bookstores like my parents did with me, This will create fond memories for the children that they'll hold with them for the rest of their lives, as I have. And I think it'll help instill in them a love for reading that can be beneficial in other aspects of life as well. I know from personal experience that this love for reading helps build a stronger foundation for all of your education, and it definitely creates a more well-rounded society from the ground up. So bookstores just help harbor a love for reading and learning and growing from a really young age, which I think is awesome.
And do you think that bookstores will stay around for much longer? I mean, with all the technology emerging, they could basically go extinct.
I do think that there will still be bookstores that would be accessible to anyone, but the thing is that they might not be as common as they are now because of the proliferation of technology, and specifically e-readers, Kindles, Nooks, tablets. So while they'll be more rare, maybe, I definitely don't believe that they'll go away entirely and become extinct or anything.
Yeah. Okay, so why do you think bookstores will or will not disappear?
I don't think that they'll disappear because there are so many people who still feel so strongly, as I do, about having a concrete book in their hands. It's much more satisfying than having just another piece of technology like we do in every other aspect of our lives. Like, we have laptops and phones for every need that we could ever imagine, and it's a nice break to have something that's not as technological, that can be informative and entertaining and relaxing. And there's just that unique feeling to turning the pages and holding an actual book rather than holding a tablet and just, like, tapping like we would do on our iPhones. Along with the current generation that knew books before e-readers existed, the generations to come, I still think, will know about books and love books and still have that same feeling about them because the passion people have for older traditions is really strong, and I think that that will carry on.
I completely agree. All right, so what do you think is better or more beneficial about a bookstore compared to a Kindle or some kind of technological device where you can read and rent and buy books off of?
Like I said, like, there's that certain feeling that you get when you walk into a bookstore and you're surrounded by people who are doing exactly what you're doing, like trying to find something to read that will bring them happiness and comfort, and there's just a sense of community that I don't think could ever be replicated by simply, you know, clicking a button and buying a book online. There's just that rewarding feeling after you go to a bookstore and search for the book that you want to find, and when you find the perfect one, there's that, you know, just sense of accomplishment to that. Well, compared to just buying a book online, it's a simpler process, which is convenient, but it's not nearly as satisfying as finding that hidden treasure or that specific title you were looking for among the shelves.
Okay, and then what's your favorite thing about being in a bookstore?
I love walking into a bookstore and just being hit with that wave of the smell. That's kind of the combination of books, and usually there's, like, a coffee shop, and you smell the coffee and, like, the things cooking, and it's all really calming, and it's just a feeling of contentedness. I also love just going down the aisle and picking up different books that seem really interesting to me and reading the backs and getting lost in the process of finding the perfect book.
All right, well, thank you so much, Kelsey, for talking to me about your love of bookstores and your undying love of reading.